For better or for worse, the governors of New York and Illinois have made their choice of replacements for departed senators. Now another governor may get to make his choice. President Obama has said that he wants to appoint Republican New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg as Commerce Secretary. But Gregg will not take the job unless Governor John Lynch, a Democrat, pledges to replace him with another Republican. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers joins us now to explain. Good morning and welcome, Josh.
Good morning.
What are the politics involved here?
Well, for the governor, the issue is one of trying to express fealty to President Obama, who wants Judd Gregg to be Commerce Secretary, and also smooth the waters with his party, who would prefer that he appoint somebody who is not a Republican, given that they control both chambers of the legislature and have had two pretty sweeping electoral victories in the last 4 years.
Josh, does the governor really have a choice? Will he replace Gregg with a Republican senator?
Well, they've clearly made some sort of deal. The governor has said that President Obama wants Judd Gregg to be Commerce Secretary and that we all need to cooperate in times of economic stress, and that he's going to appoint somebody who will represent the state well. The person he looks likely to appoint is a woman named Bonnie Newman, who has close ties to both the governor and Senator Gregg. She worked for Senator Gregg as his chief of staff when he was a member of Congress. She also served in the Reagan and Bush 1 administrations. And interestingly, she also was a charter member of Republicans for Lynch and was one of the first people to back his campaign for his original campaign for governor publicly back in 2004, which was quite a big deal at the time.
Josh, you know, I heard you say the word deal, and I'm just, you know, I'm maybe wishing, maybe it's wishful thinking. Is there any chance that this could blow up into some kind of Blagojevich sort of governor megalomaniac kind of thing that's going to stretch on for weeks and weeks?
I think that's highly unlikely. Lynch is a pretty straight shooting fellow, as is Judd Gregg. Neither of their inner circles are prone to infighting, backbiting, or leaking information to the press. Both groups have been pretty coy about how these negotiations have gone down, although they have acknowledged that they've all talked and that they've talked to the White House. Governor Lynch has said that he's fully supportive of Gregg's nomination and told the White House that he'd support his appointment.
So it sounds like a done deal there. Let's talk about Gregg's qualifications for Commerce Secretary. Why do you think the president may have chosen him?
Well, that remains something of a mystery to a lot of people around here. I mean, obviously, he's known as quite a capable and experienced legislator in Washington. He was, you know, in the forefront of the negotiations on the bailout package. And, you know, among Republicans, he's known as a leader who can get things done. A lot of Democrats here express some mystification as to why Obama seems so desperate to have Gregg as his Commerce Secretary, which, you know, seems to be an intense but as of yet unarticulated desire for Gregg. And so we'll see. I mean, it depends on, of course, what sort of Commerce Secretary he is. In a lot of administrations, it's almost a patronage post. But obviously, President Obama has looked to, reconfigure how his cabinet works and appointed czars on, you know, topics X, Y, and Z. And so we'll see. I mean, people seem to think that Gregg might be a good ambassador to Republicans on the Hill, and also that you know, for Democrats in this, perhaps you get a guy who's never lost an election, has very high popularity, even though the demographics of New Hampshire have changed. Get him out of there for 2010. So maybe you kill two birds with one stone.
And how do the folks in New Hampshire feel about one of their own possibly being in the Obama cabinet?
Well, if somebody had said years ago that Judd Gregg would be quitting the Senate to join a Democratic administration, most people around here would have found that hard to believe. I think people hope that he does well by the state, and certainly at a time when all state governments are looking for money, that you know, that might be helpful. But you know, we'll see.
Josh Rogers, thanks.
You're welcome.
Josh Rogers is a reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio, talking about Senator Gregg becoming Commerce Secretary in the Obama cabinet.